Well, good evening and welcome along to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. We opened up the programme tonight with our own Naveen, hired as our 10th president. Catherine Connolly from Galway was inaugurated. More about Catherine's inauguration and the events that are happening right now on Tuesday night in Ireland later on the programme tonight. The programme brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday on Planet FM, Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM down there, and on Sunday afternoon on the Kapiti Coast and evening in Access Radio Wellington. And welcome along to everybody joining us on Planet Audio across New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world. I hope you stay with me for the next hour. We'll have plenty of music, a few dedications, and people I missed out on last week when I was over in Chicago, and we'll start off tonight with Eleanor McAvoy in a big hit from the early 90s called Only a Woman's Heart. We dedicate this to Catherine Connolly as she starts her 7 years in office as Uachtaráin na hÉireann.
Can be. It's only a woman.
Only a Woman's Heart, welcome back. As I mentioned, Catherine Connolly became the 10th President of Ireland, obviously won the election in a landslide victory a few weeks ago. There was only two people contesting the election at the day the voting took place. Heather Humphreys, a good friend of mine from Monaghan, and Catherine Connolly. So Catherine was inaugurated in a special ceremony at Dublin Castle today, of course, featured all the dignitaries from the political parties, both North and South. Incidentally, the Deputy First Minister, DUP leader from Northern Ireland, or DUP representative at the Northern Ireland Assembly, had a prior engagement and couldn't turn up. But anyway, Catherine follows in the footsteps of Ireland's first president, Dr. Douglas Hyde. And I see a website in Roscommon have come out to say, and they want to have a quick look back at Douglas Hyde. He was inaugurated as the first president of Ireland in a ceremony, Dublin Castle, on the 25th of June, 1938. And the county grounds in Roscommon were proudly named in his honour. He was born at Longford House, Castlereagh, on the 17th of January, 1860. 7 years later, he moved to French Park, and he served as President of Ireland from June 1938 to June 1949. And following on from him, we had Sean T. O'Kelly from 1945 to 59, and then we had De Valera from 59 to 1973. And then we had Escombe Childers from 73, 74. He died while in office. And then we had Carole O'Dolly, who replaced him. He was only in there for 2 years because he resigned after former Minister for Defence, Paddy Donegan, I think was his name, called him a thundering disgrace after passing some legislation onto, I think it was the Supreme Court, certainly the top court in Ireland to judge. And then following on from him, we had Patrick Hillary, former Fianna Fáil Foreign Affairs Minister. He was there from 1976 to 1990. And then, of course, the first woman President of Ireland, Mary Robinson, was elected, beat the favourite Brian Lenehan in 1990, and she did one term. And then Mary McAleese and took over in 1997, and she continued in 2011. And then Michael D. Higgins from Galway has been there for the last 14 years, and many great tributes paid to him as he left Oras on Ouachtaron on Monday night. He's moving back to Galway with his wife Sabina and their family of dogs. I think they've got two big, their Newfoundland dogs, beautiful big dogs. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and we're going to go on tonight with the Fields of Athenry. And I want to dedicate this to a woman, Kilcairn, Lissa Cara, to be precise, that's celebrating a big birthday this weekend. Nora Keane. Nora listens to Ireland Calling regularly, as does her sons Colin in Westport and Sean in Birmingham and Mary in Holland. So Nora, good luck with the celebrations this weekend. Congratulations. And hope you like this particular song, The Thieves of Athenry, Paddy Riley.
Songs. stand out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. And so lonely round the fields of that pride.
Let's hear you sing it, come on. This time, come on.
Welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling. That's Paddy Riley there. Paddy singing the Fields of Attaray, 80th birthday dedication to good friend Nora Keane, listening in Ireland tonight. And I'm sure Nora would be proud of Ireland's newest president, Catherine Connolly, certainly. Amazing woman. She grew up in Galway. She was one of 14 children in Sean Tolla housing estate in Galway. And she had a degree in psychology after finishing school, and then she went on and became a barrister and got involved in local politics, was mayor of Galway on one occasion. And after that, she sought the highest office of she was part of the Labour Party, and she sought a nomination for the election in the late 90s. But Michael D, of the Labour Party, decided they only wanted one candidate, and Michael D got the tick for that. And she left the Labour Party and was unsuccessful in two attempts to become a TD for Galway West. But on the third attempt in 2016, she was elected and had been involved in national politics since then. She was the first person to declare her interest in becoming the president. In fact, I heard an interview with her back in early August when I was at home. A beautiful sunny evening driving around the west of Ireland on drive time when she put her name into the hat. And very shortly after that, she got endorsements from, she stood as an independent candidate, and she got endorsements from Social Democrats, the Labour Party. And finally, the game changer, as Mary Lou MacDonald caused it, when Sinn Féin backed her. It was a pretty nasty enough campaign, not helped by some comments from former politicians, including Ivan Yates, who's, we talk more about him later on, the election, two candidates, two females, Mary, Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys, and Catherine, the victor. And that's moving into Áras an Uachtaráin tonight. Right, we continue on. I want to have a bit of a sketch here now. There's a man, I saw him on the Late Late Show the other night. Now, to be honest, I hadn't heard of him. His name is Jarlath Regan. He's a well-known comedian and is very, very popular. He's just been performing in Chicago, and then he... He'd been on the Late Late Show the other night promoting a book, but he's here in Auckland on Saturday night at Sky City Theatre. So that's Saturday night. You're listening before Saturday, 15th of November, 7 p.m. When tickets are reasonably priced, you can get them on Ticketek. So here's him talking about Irish mothers.
You know the sentences. Oh, no, that's fine. Suit yourselves. That woman has a very clear idea what she wants you to do. No, 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 leave that there. I'll bring it upstairs later on when I'm going. No, 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 please don't. Put it down, put it down. That's absolutely fine. I'll bring it up later on when I'm going with the rest of your bits and bobs. Well, that is a brave outfit. That there's Irish men in this room at this point going, what the fuck is he talking about? Drawn complete blank on, I don't understand. My mother's my biggest fan. Because this Irish mammy stuff is written from the male perspective. Because if it was written from the female perspective, it'd be too bleak to print. The Irish mammy is your fanboy. She's your PR guru, going around telling everybody you're looking great and the promotion's around the corner. For the girls in the room, she is a cold blast of honesty. Or as she likes to call it, the voice of reason. Oh, if I can't say it to you, who can I say it to? I am your mother. I'm entitled to say what I like. God's sake. Do you think you'll ever lose the weight?
Yes, Charlotte Reagan, a Kildare man, and he's performing at Sky City in Auckland here on Saturday night. As I mentioned before, that sketch about Irish mothers, you can get tickets from Ticketek. And I'm sure it'll be a great show. There's lots of other Irish artists coming. We'll have a song, I think, from the Pogues later on. Now, I know the Pogues, everybody, Pogues, Shane McGann, that was a Pogues, but the band have reunited and they're touring here in April next year with concerts in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. I see the Waterboys announced yesterday they're coming to New Zealand next year. We've got quite a few acts. We've got Hawkeye's Glowers are coming down. And, oh my God, a few other people, top singers that are coming here next year. We give you details, including a group called Bioga. They're here playing the tune for on the 15th of January. Right, let's go with another song. And this time, Pádraic Jack, and he's singing all about making sand.
Island stand amongst the waves, out here from Inishmore and Inishmeal to Inisir. The ocean lives amongst us, grinding rocks around us. We're just making sand out here. Prehistoric forts were laid out here, and monks and scholars welcome saints and peers. From cliffs where forts are standing, some rocks below are landing, just making sand out here. And the rose they seize at Rosseville, long ago here, with bones of barren marrow, shared blood with Connemara. We're just making sand out here. The seaside yields a fertile sod out here, and fishermen have another god to fear. The sea, it gives a plenty, but it can take so quickly, just making sand out here. An ancient language is ingrained out here, a Celtic culture still maintained, so dear. Head on cheer, let's jangle on the Mokhasin Chijanta, just making sand out here. And the roads they cease at Rosseville, long ago they rode their Corrochs here, with shared blood with Connemara. We're just making sand out here.
Three And the rose they seized at Rosamil. Long ago they rode their carrocks here, with bones of burnt marrow, shared blood with Connemara. We're just making sand out here. And the roads they seized at Rosamille, long ago they rode their carrocks here, with bones of burnt marrow, shared blood with Connemara. We're just making sand out here. We're just making sand out here.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you support of the Hugh Green Group, and that was Pádraic Jack. Pádraic, I'm pretty sure, is from the Aran Islands, a lovely song called Making Sand. And what else has been happening in Ireland? Well, see, Dennis O'Brien, one of Ireland's foremost leading businessmen, to set up Digicel at a conference in Dublin today. He basically said that working from home is ruining the economy, whereas some other people came out and said productivity has increased. The other thing that wouldn't go down too well, he thinks that a lot of the graduates coming out of our universities seem to be very entitled. Dennis now lives, I'm pretty sure, in Malta, or certainly he's got lots of interests in golf and recreation in Port Hill. And I know his golf resort will be holding a Ryder Cup. Not in 2 years' time, I think it's about 5 years' time. But he set up Digicel. He got the second mobile phone license in Ireland, sold it out around the time of the dot-com boom. And then he had a major battle for many years with Ireland's leading businessman at the time, Tony O'Reilly, over the purchase of Aircom, or the landline business of Aircom. And that didn't go too well. Well, O'Reilly got that, but then Dennis O'Brien basically decided that he was going to go after O'Reilly and took over his newspaper group, which included owning the New Zealand Herald here at one stage. And sadly, Tony O'Reilly, basically, he was declared bankrupt in 2015. He had a lot of debts, and Dennis O'Brien came out and said that his investment in the newspaper group cost him in excess of €500 million, but he was determined to basically take over O'Reilly's business over a fallout they had. We will continue on, and we move with another song. And when I was in Chicago last week, God, I met so many people. I left out a few people last week. I met a couple of lads out running one morning in the O'Neill's tracks, or the Neil shorts. And there were Mick O'Donnell, and both Mick and a friend of his was out running. They had played with Austin Stacks the day before, the Sunday before, in the county final. They were beaten by Dingle. So then later that week, I met Michael's parents from Tralee. And then in another morning, I was having breakfast, having a look around Trump's Hotel, and I bumped into three brothers, Doyles, from Tralee as well. And Rory is living in New York, and other brother Stephen, Mike mixed up. Stephen's back in Tralee, he's at Country Surveyor, and other brother works at the Westbury Hotel in Dublin, and their sister has just recently moved to Auckland. So I think there's only one song we can play for people from Tralee that are listening to the program, and this is the Rose Tralee, Jim McCann.
Ah, the pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain, that stands in the beautiful veil of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. No, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever shining that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, was listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee, that made me love Mary. The Rose of Tralee.
Rose Tralee, and of course this year's Rose Tralee was from County Leash, and last year's Rose Tralee, Keely O'Grady, she obviously held that Rose Tralee, International Rose Tralee, with honour this over the last year. I'm back in New Zealand now, and she's, I think, touring New Zealand with an Irish, an international dance troupe at the moment, Keeling, a former champion New Zealand dancer. So I know that dancing group, I think they're at the Bruce Mason Theatre this weekend. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the New Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday night, down in Wellington, on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening on Tappity Coast, and things have been in Christchurch on Saturday night. What else has been making the news? Well, we do a bit of sport on the fourth front. Ireland had a kind of an average not win against Japan, but it's going to get tougher now. They play Australia in this weekend, and then world champion South Africa the following weekend. But I see that Mac Hansen and Stuart McCloskey are back on track to be selected for the clash this weekend in Dublin. But, you know, they didn't play well against the All Blacks of Chicago, and had a good second half in Dublin. Lots of good news if you're a Shamrock Rovers fan. They won the double at the weekend. Man from Tuam scored two goals, and first time since 87. They won the double at 85, 86 and 87. Winning the championship and the FA Cup. So great success for their coach, Stephen Bradley, and they now are probably the most dominant team. They beat Cork City in the final, the bad year for Cork. Cork relegated from the Premier Division down to the championship, so they have a long road to hold. Still on soccer, under-17 team, they've been unbeaten at the World Cup competition that's on at the moment. Sadly, New Zealand lost all their games. New Zealand are into the last 42. And then the senior team, there's a big date with them this week against Portugal this weekend. There's a few key players that are missing. Of course, Ireland really have to win this game and get a result next week against Hungary to have any chance of qualifying for the World Cup, which takes place in America and Canada next year. Lots of action happening on the Gaelic Games fronts with all the club finals and club results, you know, happening. We're now coming down to the final stages of the club hurling and football championships. There was ugly incident between the Kilkenny champions and Offaly champions last weekend. Ballyhale Shamrocks won the game after being down by 8 or 9 points, but a Offaly supporter came out and hit somebody, and there was an ugly scene at the end of it, which has been condemned by all and sundry, and that man has been arrested and charged with public order offences by the police. We'll move on. We'll take another gong, and looking around here, let's go this time with Just My Imagination from the Cranberries. Hard to believe that Dolores O'Riordan not around anymore. And there she is with the Cranberries and Just My Imagination. Right, I'm just trying to find the what you call some of them sports results. My own team, Kincairn Cambern, they cruised to a 8th Connacht title in a row, and they will, I think, play the Ulster champions now, or no, the Munster champions. In the All-Ireland semi-final, they're going for their 5th All-Ireland title. Yeah, they're playing the Waterford County Champions Camara Rangers in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. Just looking at some of the other results from the weekend. Yeah, Newbridge up in Derry. They beat the Armagh champions, Madden, 18 points to 12. And certainly, what other games? I'm just trying to look here. Scotstown hit stride to book their place in the Ulster semi-final. They beat Monaghan, Scotstown Monaghan 2-16, and Neil Connell from Donegal won 16 points. And many great tributes paid to the great Castleblaney player, Nudie Hughes, who died last weekend after a long battle with cancer. And Nudie, one of the unlucky players, a bit like a Dermot Early and people like that, that was a great footballer, but never got to an All-Ireland final. It was one thing that he really would have loved to get to an All-Ireland final. We met him once at the Kilmacud Broke Sevens tournament, 86, or might have been 80, 87. Newcastle West won 5, Munger at St. Paul's 12 points. So Munger had stunned Newcastle West for the first Limerick football crown. And of course, the football's there. Some of the main, main fixtures. St. Martin's, Wexford 1-21, Nafina Dublin 2-17. So a 1 point win there. So Dublin champions Nafina surrendered their provincial and Ireland senior hurling championship crowns last Sunday, as Wexford St. Martin's avenged the outcome of last year's semi-final. Having a look at the Irish Times, I'm just looking here at the main headlines they have yesterday or today. President Catherine Connolly says she will be a catalyst for change over the next 7 years. And she certainly, is talked about a United Ireland happening. And she certainly wants to unite everybody. So fantastic celebration today. Sadly, the weather was miserable. It was rain and cold in Dublin today. And I thought the weather at the weekend was nice. If you were watching the rugby at the weekend, it certainly was nice. Irish Examiner says Catherine Connolly vows to champion peace, equality and sustainability during her term in office. And I'm just looking here what the Irish Independent, what their headlines is saying about the inauguration day. Catherine Connolly humbly and proudly becomes the President of Ireland. Lovely pictures on all the Irish websites. And she wore a nice designer outfit today, a kind of a purple item. I think Mary McAleese had a similar type of clothing. And former President Michael D. Higgins, he was sitting behind her, smiling. I see he was fiddling around with his phone at one stage during her inauguration speech. Okay, let's go. A man that came out and endorsed her very early on, Christy Moore. And he's singing all about Ordinary Man.
Nothing special, nothing grand. I had to work for everything I owned. I never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got. Enough to keep my family in my home. They said the times are hard, and they handed me my cards. They said there's not the work to go around. When the whistle blows, the gates will find the little ones. Tonight they're gonna shut this factory down. Then they tear it down. I never missed a day, nor went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served the best I could. Now with a handshake and a check, it seems easy to forget. Loyalty through the bad times and the good. The owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad, but the captains of industry won't let him lose. He still smokes his cigar and he drives a brand new car. Still he takes his family on a cruise. He'll never lose. seems to me a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. And now me check is bent, I can't afford the rent. There's one love for the rich, one love for the poor. Every day I try to salvage some of me pride, to find some workers I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. So condemned I stand, an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I watch me darling wife, trying to make the best of life. God knows what the kids are going to do. Now we're faced with this human way. Generations cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forget. You stripped me of my dignity and pride. You stripped me bare.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just trying to look here at some of the other items that are making all the news around the world. Is it more court cases and stuff? I think I mentioned last week, DJ Carey got 5.5 years. More stories coming out about him over the weekend that there was probably a lot of other people lent him money that didn't come out and obviously approached the police in their inquiries. And you know, they're saying that he might even have got upwards of €1 million from people claiming he had cancer and needed treatment. Of course, the charges were brought consisted of about €400,000 that he had taken from people. Yeah, as I mentioned, a bit of a wild weather coming through Ireland at the moment. Of course, other stories making the news that a crisis in the BBC seems to be getting a lot of publicity and the Irish newspapers as well. And what else is happening now? Of course, the fallout, Fianna Fáil were supposed to have a big inquiry into their presidential election disaster. That report was supposed to be published this week, in fact tomorrow, but has been delayed for a while, and still a number of disgruntled Fianna Fáil backbenchers coming out saying it's time for a change. And a change means somebody to replace the current leader, Micheál Martin. But whether or not that will happen, we'll just have to wait and see. This time, I think we go with the Pogues, and they're playing, the band played Waltzing Matilda. And as I mentioned earlier, the Pogues are coming here touring New Zealand next year in April.
When I was a young man, I carried my pack, and I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's Green Basin to the dusty outback, I was my Matilda all over. When in 1915 my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, 'cause there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we sailed away from the Cape. And I'm a amongst all the tears and the shouts and the cheers, we sailed off for Galilee. And those who were living did their best to survive in that mad world of death, blood and fire. But for 7 long weeks I kept myself alive, all the corpses around me piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked the earth over its face, and when I awoke in my hospital bed, I saw what he had done. Christ, I wished I was dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. Around the walls sang Matilda, to the green bushes so far and near. For a hand turns and plates, and my knees both legs, no more will sing Matilda for me.
Kane McGowan and the Pogues, and the band played Waltzing Matilda. And it's going pretty long through. We're playing the band played Waltzing Matilda, the streets of New York, Fairy Tale of New York. That song will be one of the most played songs leading up to Christmas. And we're not far away from God. The signs have started already. The shops and everything have got all the decorations have written up. So it'll be Christmas. Jackie, we'll be all out there, getting ready for Christmas, just over a month away. Well, that's about it for me. I've come to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. We might go out tonight with the Chieftains and they're performing live from their members' pub. Matt Malloy met one of the last surviving members of the Chieftains, and I had the pleasure of being in Matt Malloy's pub when I was over there in Ireland in August. And if you're heading to Ireland and you're over in the west of Ireland, make sure you go there. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. Congratulations to Catherine Connolly. We wish her well as she takes up the challenge of Uachtaráin na hÉireann for the next 7 years. And you never know, she might follow in the footsteps of former Irish presidents. Hillary, President Robinson, President McAleese, and indeed President Michael D. Higgins by making a state visit to New Zealand during the next 7 years. From me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and...
Ah, for four. One, two, three, four.